For starters, they offer double the phone minutes for about the same price. We visited with our local E911 council because they're actually the ones footing the bill for this service. But it is an emergency notification system, similar to Code Red. However, they've embraced the ever-changing technology, and now those same notifications can be made to someone's email and as well as received in a text message form.
And that wasn't a service that was available previously.
Correct. Previously, Code Red could only dial landline and cell phone, and it was a telephonic message, no text messaging or email.
For people that may not be aware of it, what have been some of the instances where you guys have utilized Code Red in the past?
Fortunately, we have not had to use it that much, but the most recent that comes to mind was when a young child went missing from the Mexican Fiesta in Fort Madison a couple years ago. And Chief Niggemeier put out a notification. My investigator and chief deputy responded to the scene. And with citizens' help, the notification, and unified command, the child was located within 2 hours of the call.
In terms of, obviously this is a major database that people can sign up multiple phone numbers and such for, does it carry over from Code Red to the new service?
It does not. Of course, Code Red and Delta Alert, they're competitors, so information was proprietary. So we're just asking that citizens that would still want to receive this emergency notification would re-enter their information in the Delta Alert database.
What are the methods? How do they go about doing that?
They can call our office for starters, but if they do have access to a computer, the City of Keokuk and the City of Fort Madison's websites have a link to Delta Alert. The Lee County website has a link to Delta Alert, and if it's not on our Sheriff's Office Facebook page by now, it will be shortly.
How beneficial, just in general, can a service be for someone in your position?
In my position, we could reach out and touch citizens throughout Lee County on any variety of emergencies, whether it be a release of a toxic fume, missing persons, the list goes on and on. The tragedy in Colorado, in Columbine, and now the movie theater shooting, things like that, we can reach out and ask people to be on lookout for a person or just beware that a tragic incident like that has occurred.
And I remember one of the key aspects of Code Red is you can kind of localize the call. If something's in Fort Madison, you don't have to call the whole county. Will that continue?
Yes, it's very easy to use. There's a mapping and feature available. Like you mentioned, we can target a specific range of citizens in a geographical area.